Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. I'm just here for a very quick intro just to say that, A, we are going to be at a Catacon in Dayton, Ohio, in 2 weeks. So that is from November 8th to November 10th. It's in Dayton, Ohio. It's a really fun convention, and we had a blast last year. We will be doing a live show again this year, and that will be on the Friday. So that is Friday the 8th. We hope to see you there. And we are going to be fast forwarding just a little bit because the previous episode that we had, we did have all of the parts. Unfortunately, there was some technical issues with someone's recording and, you know, it just, quite honestly, it wasn't up to snuff, and we did not want to have to force you to listen to that. Maybe we'll put that on as like some bonus content or something later, but you know, we wanted to save your ears. And let's get to it. The Broads met a mysterious bard named Tanwyn, who claimed they were the High King of Kaer Caladir's favorite. But she had a ship, so the Broads sailed together without incidents. Unless, of course, you count attending a merfolk festival, winning a sea turtle race, and breaking a priest's crown without incident. They are now in Kaer Caladir of the Moonshae Isles. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, half-elf wizard witch.
We can order some sweets up, though.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard.
Oh, baby!
Bianca Zelda as May Pree, our lovable tiefling barbarian.
I ate too many sweets. I got a really bad stomach ache.
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. May Pree.
Hello.
Why don't you tell me how you respond to nightmares generally?
Not very well.
They make me sweat a lot, which I don't necessarily love. And that moment when you wake up and it feels like you're trying to catch your breath and your heart is racing, it's an awful feeling. I don't respond well to nightmares.
Okay, can you please give me a wisdom saving throw at disadvantage?
I forgot this is a game that I use dice in. Oh, with a plus one. Five.
Mm. Yep.
So much scarier when the DM is just silent.
It really is.
You are cowering in a canvas tent. You can hear the sides as they are blasted by sand. And you are in the middle of the desert in a sandstorm. There is only that thin piece of canvas between this really rough sand that would rub you raw.
Is there any other cloth nearby? Step one, protection, and I'm not well protected.
You are just in this little pup tent, and you've got a very light blanket.
Wrapping myself in that blanket. What else do I see? Where are my friends? What's going on?
This is just you, and it's dark inside your tent. So you can see in your dark vision, it's night, and you can feel that wind pounding against the tent flap.
Hello? Hello? Am I alone? I think I'm stuck here. This sounds like it feels awful. I think I'm gonna kind of huddle down, wrap myself around in that blanket, with my knees to my chest, and wait out the storm.
Keela and Jalaris, the three of you have arrived in Kaer Kalladeer. You arrived 3 days ago. You went to the Iron Lantern, which is an inn that Tanwyn suggested. And in fact, when you arrived, the innkeeper, who's a jovial person, who is fond of gossip and song, was expecting you and had a suite prepared.
I love a good suite.
Oh, indeed. It is a 3-bedroom suite. And you share a sitting room. This is located on the 3rd floor. The walls are a deep polished wood, and the wooden floorboards are blanketed in piles of thick carpets. Tapestries adorn the walls, and oiled lanterns burn merrily against the late fall darkness and gloom outside the windows.
I think that Keela really, you know, at first she was a bit hesitant because when she heard that there was a suite prepared, she thought that it meant a literal pastry, but the room is really nice.
I mean, I thought that at first, so...
Keela and Mapri were on the thinking the same thing there.
We can order some sweets up, though, to our suite, if you so desire.
I feel like Yularis Jr. could use a sweet.
She really needs to be watching her sugar intake. It's giving her some tummy upsets.
Oh, we wouldn't want that. But I think I will still order something tasty to the room.
Okay. So you pull that bell.
Yes.
It sounds like home to Yularis.
Yularis relishes the bell.
Mapri, why did you go to bed early?
I ate too many sweets. I got a really bad stomach ache.
Oh. See, I told you.
I just wanted to sleep it off.
So you have those sweets, you go to bed, and we have Keela and Yularis in your sitting room. What are you two doing?
I think I'm trying to get Keela to play a game of dragon chess with me.
I'll play a game of dragon chess with you.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the rules? I know that we worked on this a little bit while we were in Rashomon, but...
I'm sure I can figure it out as we go.
Ooh. All right.
All right, are we rolling for dragon chess?
Yes, sure. And I think I should roll a disadvantage because...
I have special proficiencies in dragon chess.
Yes, so I think it'll be an intelligence... Just a straight intelligence competition, and you've got proficiencies, so... Yeah, that.
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a straight 7, but it's plus 4 plus 3, so that's 14.
Close game.
So, yeah, how did that game work?
Well, I don't actually think that I'm... I think I'm more trying to teach in this moment. Whether Ylari's pedagogical method is great is open to interpretation, but...
Sure.
I'm just trying to meet Keela on her level, but not below her level.
But somehow, in spite of this, she still managed to get you down till you have one... What would you call it? Like a dragon king and one dragon queen?
Wormling pawns?
Yeah, a few wormling pawns, and we were both down to about the same amount of pieces, and you still managed to put me in checkmate. Dragon checkmate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're sitting just enjoying a game.
Is there a fireplace?
Chess. Yes, there is.
Yeah, we're in front of the fireplace.
It's well appointed.
With Ylari's junior curled up on the hearth.
Yes, there's like a little cushion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was prepared.
Finally, a place that understands hospitality.
I will say, these are pretty fancy digs. I can see why you enjoy this.
Maypri. Yes. The storm outside begins to wane. And that constant pounding against your tent and the fear that you and it would just fly away, that recedes.
I will stand up, kind of stretch my limbs out a little bit, and peek my head outside. Where am I?
The sand is still blowing, but it starts to shift in your view. And a shape begins to take form. I had written down, a shape begins to take shape.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. You recognize it. It is a horizon view of Skuld, the city you are from. And it is a view from the ocean. So you're looking at it along the coast, from the distance. What does that view look like?
A lot of tall buildings. In a lot of my travels, I haven't quite found a city as vertical as Skuld. To me, it's beautiful. Very, very copper, very brown, very beige. They're all colors that I associate with warmth.
So you see those steps. Buildings and the tall towers with the patios on the roof. But you also see approaching the city are tall black ships, and they are sailing. And you can see the black oars that dip into the water like the legs of a centipede. Just hundreds of these on each side of these ships. And they are rowing in sync. And there has to be about 50 of these ships going towards it. You can see the sun glinting on bright spears and helmets aboard these ship decks. And as you watch, they begin to change their formation. And their black sails are still in the lack of wind. Fire is launched from the walls of Skuld in retaliation of this oncoming force, but it misses, and it hits the water in a giant splash and a cloud of steam. The water in the center of all of these ships begins to bubble and ripple, and you can see all of these ships creating a massive circle. And then the water rushes as a great beast emerges from the sea with a loud roar.
I mean, I am probably just like sitting on my knees and my hands just watching this in shock and awe. This is my city. Do I recognize the black sails?
No.
Well, fuck them. They're attack. I mean,
I have so many conflicted feelings at seeing my city, but my immediate instinct is like, that's not okay. That can't happen. And the beast coming up from the water, what is it? Do I recognize its form?
Yalaris and Keela. You hear a roar, a massive roar come from Maypri's room.
I guess those sweets are sitting poorer than we thought. Maypri?
I think Maypri, I want to stand up and go to the door. I'm a little concerned.
Well, you should be, because there is a silver light that is blasting through the cracks of her door.
Hilarious, what is this? What do we do?
Open the door!
Okay, and I open the door.
And you see the beautiful and lavish room with Maypri in a big, tall, four-poster bed. But she is just shining. She is shining, and it seems to be shining from her hand. But it is bright, and you can hear the sound of shouts. You hear the sound of fireballs being cast, and a big, big roar. And you've heard roars like that before.
Oh, no.
Is it the hand with
the ring?
Yes.
What is this? What do we do? It's the ring. It's a dreamwalking thing. Help!
Grab Keela's hand and then grab Maypri's hand.
Okay.
And you are sucked in, and Keela and Yalaris, you appear on this, I guess, a peninsula. But it's the very tip of this peninsula, and from it, you can see this great black dragon soaring in the sky with 50 black ships approaching a city.
Okay.
There is Maypri on her knees, staring in horror as this force goes towards Skuld.
Am I holding Maypri's hand in this world as well?
Yes.
I'm gonna just sort of tug on her hand.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you,
and I'm gonna like squeeze your hand a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. Squeeze back.
You're real. Oh my gosh. I don't know what's going on, and I don't think I have control of the situation.
Seems like a very bad dream. I think your ring might be acting up.
If I look down at my hand, is it particularly luminous?
Not here.
Okay.
Like, this is for dreamwalking, but this is not a dream, and I'm not walking.
Well, we found you glowing in the bedroom, so I do think you are dreaming.
Does that mean we can fight? We can fight. I'm telling you, that means we can fight.
Or we could just leave, if it's just a dream.
I think we should fight.
And I'm definitely staring longingly over at that horizon.
Well, as you're staring longingly in that direction, the dragon, as it is soaring in the air, its head just lashes to the side and looks directly at the three of you.
Oh, good.
And it hovers for just a moment, and then it turns on its wing and starts making its way.
I think it heard
in your
you,
direction.
Maypri.
Listen, I'm excited to see a dragon, but I'm also really terrified right now, and I don't know about you, but last time there were dragons, it went very poorly. I think we should run.
Well, if there's one thing I know about dragons, it's spread out. So they can't kill you all at once. And I'm going to cast mage armor on myself and Keela, start backing away.
Keela, give me your hand. What weapon do you want most? the running one, fast shoes.
No, no. What weapon will you kill the dragon with? You have to tell me. I know you're strong enough.
You have too much faith in me. This is a dragon. A sword, I guess? I don't know.
You're going to fight a dragon with a sword?
Apparently. What do you suggest?
Something with some range.
Crossbow.
We could try, but that usually doesn't go very well, historically.
This is my dream. I believe in you.
Okay.
Am I able to roll something to conjure up?
Yeah, actually, I want both of you to roll wisdom. Wisdom saving throws, both of you, please.
9.
19 plus 1, unnatural 20.
Ooh. Okay. So you will a weapon into existence, and it's just a standard crossbow.
I don't think it's maybe what you wanted exactly, but it shoots. It's got stabby bits, and
okay,
there's bolts.
Stabby's good. Okay.
There's a great roar.
Okay, fan out. I need a weapon now.
Okay. Yes.
Would like to roll. Oh gosh, I'm so nervous. For a glaive, preferably. I'll settle for a spear or any other martial weapon.
10.
A spear with a stone tip appears in your hand.
Okay, this is a weapon. I've worked with less. This is fine.
And I'm going to, kind of spread my feet, get some purchase on the ground, and prepare for that dragon.
All right, we are all going to roll for initiative.
Like frantically reading spells.
14.
20.
I think I have to grab other dice. 4?
Oh, no.
The dragon rolled 21.
Oh, of course it did.
I rolled a 19 and it has modifier.
God damn it, all these things, the humanoids.
Okay, so this dragon comes down and it's looking right at you, Maypree, and it dives down at you. And as it comes down to the ground, it opens its maws and tries to snap you.
Cool. Let me roll.
That is 19 hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me what 15 points of damage looks like.
Oh, it hurts. It definitely hurts.
Oh, God.
I mean, it probably successfully took a bite out of, say, like, my left side. So I've got these, giant puncture holes all down the side of my torso into my arm. And it's probably pooling some blood, but... I'm definitely just kind of like limping on that side while holding onto my spear into the ground to support myself.
Hilarious, you watch as this happens.
Do I attack it or do I try to find a spirit? I don't know what to do. Okay, I am going to, I'm going to try and bind a spirit. I don't even know if I can bind spirits in dreams, but I will try to bind a spirit of passion at level 2.
What does this do?
So a spirit of passion gives you a number of bonus dice equal to the spirit level. They are D6s, and you can choose to roll one of them and add it to any D20 roll. So basically, it gives me a pool of inspiration dice, effectively.
Okay.
That's maybe a bad thing to do. I'm panicking. I just realized that maybe that's a dumb thing to do, but I already said it.
What does that look like?
It looks like Ilaris is panicking.
I just picture her like just kind of like running around in circles and just starting to like mutter and like wave her arms around.
Well, I don't think she wants to turn her back on the dragon. So she's sort of just backing away and just sort of like, I think just sort of reaching for any spiritual presence she can find. And maybe that's the one that she found, just trying to get a little bit of a bravery.
Passion. Yeah. Yeah. She's feeling that. Yeah. Like, it's a strong emotion.
And so I, I'll just sort of mutter and if you could see into the ethereal plane, maybe like some like silver bindings would start wrapping out. Apparently that's what I did with my turn. So.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That's the thing.
It ups my spell saves.
Okay.
So that will hopefully be good at some point.
Keela.
Oh, God. First off, I'm going to turn to Maypri and Ilaris. And I'm going to look at Ilaris. And I'm going to say, if I die, know that you are great. And give her bardic inspiration.
God.
I'm inspiring you amidst the despair.
Thanks.
And then I'm going to shoot a crossbow at it. Twice.
Okay.
Oh, baby. So the first one is 24.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the second one's 23.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dream crossbow works real good.
Yeah, thanks, baby.
No problem. It was super basic, but it gets the
job
done.
Oh, my God. My streak is continuing. So my first, I do 19 damage.
Ooh, okay. 19 total?
Yep.
Okay, what does this look like?
After I turn to Ilaris and say those kind words, I think that I switch from panic to a realization that if we die now, we probably die in real life. So we're fighting, apparently, so we have to get this done. And I think with that feeling of determination that suddenly enters me, I line up my crossbow, and I think, is this a two-handed one? I take a little bit of extra time than I normally do with my hand one, and just manage to get two good, like, torso shots in.
Okay. Yeah, it's like the underbelly, almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost a soft spot in the underbelly. Not quite like that perfect armpit spot, but really close.
Maypri.
I am filled with fury. And I rage.
Yeah.
Which means I don't have my bonus attack, because that's my extra bonus attack, but I do have a reckless attack. So what this means is I'm going to attempt to smack this thing in the eyeballs with my blunt spear bracket javelin. And I'm going to use my reckless attack, which means on my second attack, I get advantage. But it also now gives the enemy advantage on attack rolls if they attack me on my next turn.
Okay.
16 and a natural 20.
Okay, the second one does it.
Okay, so. And that would be my reckless attack, which I get advantage on.
Well, you got advantage on rolling it, didn't
you? Oh, I thought it was on my attack. When you make your first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage on melee weapon attack rolls.
So the attack, not damage.
Okay, my bad. Well, let me re-roll my 16. No, it's worse. It's fine. Let's just not worry about that. This becomes 8 plus my rage, 10.
Okay, what does that look like?
It's an aggressive jump, leap, and stab into the dragon's left eye, and then I ungracefully fall back.
Yeah, I think it, like, you cut its eyelid.
Okay.
With a 10, it's a dragon.
Yeah, yeah. And they probably have tough eyelids.
And, like, the, like, multiple eyelids, right?
Oh, yeah. With the layers and stuff. Yeah, you like, scratched its eyelid. That hurts! Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't like that.
I scream angrily at it as well.
And It did not like those little stings from our bardic friend, and
little
bee stings.
It kicks out with it behind it with its foot, clawed heel to strike at Keela.
Okay.
Oh no.
25?
Oh no, that's really bad.
Okay, that is going to do 11 damage. So it's the spike, like the claw on its back heel, just rakes against your side.
Ugh. I verbally taunt the dragon. Come on, fight me!
Good work.
As a free action, I guess it's not my turn, so it's not a free action. But I still want to turn and give Mate Pri, like, a quick wink.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay. I am going to cast Witch Bolt at it at a level 3.
Ooh.
So, I am going to add Keela's Inspiration Dice. Oh, okay. So that's... And I'm going to add one of the dice from my Spirit of Passion as well.
Okay.
I need it to hit. Oh, fuck me.
Did you roll a d8 for my inspiration dice?
No, I rolled a d6. Okay.
It's a d8.
Let me fix that. Okay. Yeah, that's better. All right, so 22 with both of the extra dice.
Yeah.
So a nasty, crackling, green lightning bolt streaks from my hands and just like... maintains. It's like this constant beam. And I get to D3, D12. Now I have to figure out which ones the D12s are. Just give me a second.
They're the ones that kind of look like soccer balls.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, one is a 12, one is a 4, ooh. So that's 16. Third one, another 4. So 20.
20 electricity damage. Okay.
And I say,
thanks, Keela!
I don't know why Ylaria's voice has gone down several octaves.
Dream Ylaria's. You know, she's got a deep voice.
Dream Ylaria's.
It sounds like Dream Ylaria's is like at a monster truck rally.
Can you say a wrestling announcer?
Can that be our next live show? The broads go to a monster truck rally?
I would just be one of the monster trucks.
You would. Okay. That's my turn. I keep moving away from it though.
Okay. Keela.
Okay. First, I want to turn to Maypri and I want to say, I didn't mean to say that you were any less amazing by saying it second to you, but you were also amazing. I can only give inspiration to one person at a time and give you a point of inspiration.
I'll wink back at you.
And then I'm going to hit it with two more bolts because last time it was actually somewhat successful, so let's see if it happens again. I got a 22. And a 19.
Those both hit.
What is going on?
Nice. 19 hits. That's good to know.
Right.
So, 20 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
What does that look like?
I think this time it's kind of turned towards us and has its chest open and maybe opens its mouth for like a roar, and I get two nice little shots into its chest when it lifts its head up to let out a roaring cry.
Yeah, it's like, and then you've got Maypri.
I said, pay attention to me.
And I'm just going to attack it twice.
Because I finally read through all of my moves and I have a plan.
Nice.
Okay. I gotta make sure I use that inspiration. Natural 20 on my first roll. I don't hate these dice anymore.
Natural 20!
But then I got a 1.
My bardic inspiration isn't gonna help you with that.
Makes it a 9. Wow.
Well, the 1 hit.
Take it back, I hate these dice.
Well, the 1's critical.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, more 1s. This becomes 5.
Times 2.
10.
Oh, wait, no, it's...
Well, it's yeah, because it was on my nat 20.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 1, but then I have plus 3 strength and plus 2 for rage. Sorry, math. So that makes it 6, not 5.
Yeah, so it'll be 2 plus 6, that's 8.
Okay.
Because the 1 small is doubled,
sad.
And then you add your modifiers. Okay, so 8.
Yeah, burn those
dice.
Yeah, I just like smack it in the teeth, like, and it's gums mid-roar, and once again, roar back at it.
Yeah, it was kind of like you were picking its teeth with a toothpick.
It's like when you floss and it just comes out like a little bloody.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I need to do this more often.
Poor hygiene, come on, get your shit
together. My dentist is going to be so disappointed in me.
Yeah, that's like what you do for like the 2 days leading up to your appointment.
Aggressive flossing. I'm going to make up for 6 months right now.
Yeah.
And then they compliment you and you're like, yeah, I do this every day.
Oh, right. And that brings us to the dragon. And the dragon has gotten several like large hits against it. And he is not happy, so... He, like, with a big swoop of its wings, powers its way up into the air. And it's...
Do they get attacks of opportunity?
Is it disengaging?
That'd
be the closest. Range, but...
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to throw my spear. Spear. Quotation marks. Okay, so my whole D&D experience, I've never taken advantage of an opportunity at...
It's just a regular attack.
Okay. Yeah. One roll.
I really don't like this dice. I got a 1 again.
For fuck's sake.
Oh my goodness.
With all my...
You try, but the wind just kind of buffeted you. And as he's, like, up in the air, he looks down at you and opens his mouth.
No!
And from it spews this greenish acidic
growth
goop.
No.
And it sprays in all of your direction in a 30-foot line down at you.
Gross.
Yep. Can I have everyone please make a DC 14 dex saving throw?
Yeah, something I'm good at.
Oh, I actually rolled a 19.
I rolled a 21.
18 plus 2 is 20.
Is he still within 30 feet of me? Because my spell ends if he goes beyond 30 feet.
Okay, no, he's in 30 feet because his... That's the length of his breath. What did you roll, Maypri?
18 plus 2, 20.
Okay, so you all manage to kind of like just dodge. As soon as you see him open his mouth, you know, like, oh, no. And y'all, like, just bolt or dive, whatever it is y'all decide to do. However, some of it, like, just kind of does get you a bit. So you're going to take half damage. Let me just roll 11d8.
What?
No! It's not loud!
While you're rolling that, narratively, I have a reaction called Spirit Shield, and while I'm raging, and I can see another creature within 30 feet, and if they take damage, I can use my reaction to reduce the damage by 2d6.
Oh.
Okay. I might still die, but less die.
I'm gonna aim to try and, like, throw myself in front of where Keela was running away from the spray to hopefully absorb whatever 2d6 of all that damage is.
Oh!
7,
So I rolled a 54, but it's
half.
Half of that. So that's 26, right? No, that's 27.
Only rolled a 7, so take 7 off that and mark 20.
It's okay, I'm not dead.
I gotta do some quick maths, heck.
Oh, God.
How are all of you doing?
I think that what happened was when the dragon spit down that acidic spray, I just got a big chunk that bounced off. Like, I tried to roll away, but it still got me, like, in my chest. And Maypri was like able to kind of, like, deflect it a little bit with her arm, but I'm seriously injured. Like, I'm able to stand up, but, like, it's my chest is, like, I don't know, I have, like, a collapsed lung or something like that.
I think you're being burned by acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's Yularis?
Oh, you know, those wizard hit points are super robust, so,
really bad. She's doing really bad. Really bad.
Maypri.
I hit the ground and didn't get back up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No!
No! Covered in burns. Took a big bulk of, we'll say, Keela's otherwise, relatively bad hit. And, probably don't look like I'm breathing very much.
We are not equipped to fight a dragon.
I was really, really passionate about it, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Okay,
Sorry, the dragon just went.
Yeah.
So, Yularis.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try and fuck it up right back.
So, that witch bolt just keeps doing its thing. Oh. That is 28 points of lightning damage as I send another bolt of rage through this crackling green beam that I have it tethered to. But I will shout to Keela, can you get Maypri?
I'll get Maypri, don't worry. Or worry. I mean, I'm pretty worried.
I'm worried.
Keela.
I've got to cast Cure Wounds on Maypri. And I'm going to cast it at second level because fuck.
Mm-hmm. Can this be done if I haven't rolled my hit die yet, so I don't know if I'm...
Yeah, you're
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
No, you get 3 saving throws before.
Okay.
And it starts on your turn. You're good.
Okay, yeah, so I dash over to Maypri and I grab her cheeks and pour healing energy into her for 15 points of health.
If I take a 2 damage over my actual
hit
point...
No, you just go to 0.
Okay, yeah. I just count from 0. Perfect. Yeah. I probably gasp a beautiful breath of non-burning air.
Keela, thank you. Okay, you're alive, but this is bad. Do you want to run now? What do we do?
Maypri, it's your turn. You are prone on the ground.
With my action, I will stand up and I'm going to turn to Keela. I think we should regroup.
Yep.
This maybe isn't as good of an idea as I thought.
Nope.
Okay.
And on that, the dragon comes down and makes a swipe at... I'm going to roll a die.
Oh, no.
Yularis.
Oh, good.
Oh, that is a 11.
That actually doesn't hit me.
Oh, so how does Yularis manage to...
How the hell does Yularis manage to avoid a dragon? It doesn't make any sense.
Sheer dumb luck. Like, yeah, or yeah. Sheer good luck.
Yeah. So what's it look like?
I think she's honestly like backing away from it and like accidentally trips over a bit of a rock and like falls down just below, like just stumbles enough that the strike passes over her head.
Okay. Yep, you stumble back. And then you're recovering because it's your turn?
Yep. Just more vengeance lightning. This dragon took down Mapri. That's not okay.
Ylaris, come here!
Oh! Okay. It's 23, 24 lightning damage.
Okay. What does it look like when Ylaris takes down
a
young black dragon?
So I think she sort of stumbles backwards and avoids the swipe of that claw and then like heaves herself back up and like the green like leash, the electric leash that's been attached to it this whole time sort of bulges as another surge of energy goes through it, and just the entire dragon is wreathed in this like green crackling energy as it like slams into the ground. And I quickly end the spell so that I don't get electrocuted. Because maybe it's like that. I don't know. I think she just stands there like...
I would like to run over to Ylaris.
Same, and hug.
Yeah, hug. Let's all hug together.
Let's hold, yep.
Big hug.
And I'm also going to heal both of us. Like, it's a hug and heal.
That's a great hug. I love that hug.
But not you, Maypri. I'm sorry. I don't have that many spell slots.
I'm okay. Oh, I'm wow, just that happy that we're all right. I can't believe I told us to do that was a good idea. But Ylaris,
that's
you
okay.
were so cool. You were so strong. You were so brave.
I'm starting to like this dream.
I'm not. So, Ylaris, you get 12 points of
health.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. That's
great.
I'm
rolling really well tonight. I think it's a good karma because when I played on Saturday, I rolled 6 natural ones.
As you have this healing hug, there's a bit of a shadow that falls over you.
Uh-oh.
And in the air, you see another great dragon, and this one is 3 times
the size.
Is this the
mommy dragon?
Are you kidding me?
No. Okay, I don't like the dream. The dream is bad. Let's go.
Okay, they are
silver, and you can see painted scales in blues and golds and reds upon them.
Okay.
And as they start to circle down towards you, you can see there's almost like a glint around their eyes. They land and the ground shudders as they do. And you can see this great horned dragon wearing a red cape and gold spectacles. It moves its head down to peer at you.
Hi?
What is happening?
Hi. What is your name?
Huh? You're gonna have to speak up.
Ooh-wee. I was quite honestly really hoping that she would have to roll some death saves. Alas, that did not happen.
All right, we will see you next time on Saturday, November 9th. We will be at a catacomb at that time, but that episode will be up. Okay, see you next time.
We'll be right back.
The most fun way to learn about new games is to listen to them get played. Every week on One Shot, James D'Amato brings you actual play recordings with a talented cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. Each month features a new group trying a new system, exploring a wide variety of genres. The stories are self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere, and it's a great way to find new games. Discover the magic of RPGs with One Shot on your favorite podcast app.
Huh? You're gonna have to speak up.
Hello. What is your name?
And that's the end.
I loved this episode, and it was combat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh my god. Oh, that was such a good session. That was like, I was texting.
Your music works so well.
Yay. Oh,
this is what I needed.
Yeah, totally. Me too.
Oh, heck.
That was awesome.
Thanks for playing, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, I should stop recording.
That part. You killed a dragon.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music by Kevin MacLeod of Incomtech.com. Songs heard were Anxiety, Prelude in Action, Symphonia No. 5, The Descent, Work. Another song by Scott Buckley, scottbuckley.com.au. The Fury.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.